I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad city, broken, ain't a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, hey, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Brawler Palace, right across the river to the woods from where Granny loves a little fatty dipped in Keef of the Malibu Gold Platinum Jack in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake that up to do. But I'm up in the come around, but the flood of party, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess is tons of tatter, but print splattered all over my engine to be shaking. Ooh, woo, woo. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, woo, woo. I think I'm out of car, so I'm from Cave. Yeah, yeah. Should do that. Yeah. Ooh, woo, woo. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell, along with Harper. Hi this evening. And I'm watching the Knicks lose to the Thunder in overtime. I have seen it all. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. The state of the Knicks. I tweeted out earlier. State of the Knicks. They can't shake the Thunder. Tie game or something with 5 minutes left. I think they were down two with 5 minutes left. And then, like, it went to overtime at 112s. And then Oak City's kicked their ass. There's 30 seconds left. It's 122-118. Giddy's going to inbound it. By the way, this kid is a freak for the Pharrell. I mean, this kid Giddy is just going off. I think he's, like, one of the youngest players in the league. And he's got 27... 10 and 12, the triple-double. On the Knicks side, Randall with 28, 13 and 10, the triple-double. Fournier's got 29 with six threes. Grimes has five threes and 19. Nobody else has done jack except Mitchell. He played with a bad ankle, 14 points, 6 of 9 from the floor, 17 boards, the double-double. And now it is a five-point Thunder lead with 23 seconds left. This game is over, son. Ain't no Reggie Miller coming through that door. The Knicks don't know how to score 6 points. They're down now after the free throw. The Knicks can't hit two threes in 23 seconds if you paid them. Wait, they do get paid. 23 left, and Tibbs gets a timeout in. Once again, the most overrated coach in the NBA. I mean, he gets treated like this guy's won six titles, doesn't he, Carver High?
He sure does. Hasn't won much.
We haven't won anything. And they were one and done in the playoffs, and now they are, like, fighting for their lives just to get into a play-in. And they can't beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the worst teams in the league, bar none. That means the Knicks are one of the worst teams in the league. We welcome our radio affiliates to Pharrell on a Bench on a Monday night. Sirius, Channel 159. Tell your friends. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio Network in H-Town. Craig Larson holding things down for us. And Sports Byline USA, Ron Barr and Deepak Gigan in the Bay Area. In the city by the bay, in the bay, in the bay. Armed forces all over the globe. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. Look at Randall going to the 10, getting the bucket. Down 4, 18 and clicking. 15 and clicking. The foul. I think this game's over. They're down 4. Oak City's going to the line. Same guy.
How much time?
Going to hit the free throws. There's 14 seconds. They're down 4.
Yeah, they're finished.
Well, the kid, Trey Mann's got 28 points, and he's 6 of 6 from the line. Trey Mann, boom.
I think your boy, Josh Giddey having another good night, right?
Triple-double. He's 19 years old. He can't even have a beer. You could have a Heine 0.0, doesn't he? By the way, Carver High, I was able to...
Yeah.
What?
I know what you're going to say. You were able to find that picture.
What picture? Actually, I wasn't going to say that. I was able to find a liquor store, and I and went and got me some of those.
You put that picture. I knew how to find a liquor store. Capitol Grill. That great picture. Oh, I found it. Oh, yeah. Right before the show.
Yeah, I got that picture. Where did that come from? Haro?
Maybe.
I don't even know. It just showed up in my pictures. It had to be Haro because he sent me the picture of him and that dog. Remember when he petted the dog that he's not supposed to pet? The bomb dog? The lady's like, whatever you do, don't touch the dog. He starts petting the dog's face. Unbelievable. All right, the Knicks are down 3 with 5 seconds left. 3 to tie. Brick. Quickly, brick. Game over. 1 second left, foul. Game over. You lose. You know what's funny? He's laughing. He's smiling and laughing. You know what's so funny? What's really funny is that you just lost to the Thunder. That's what's really funny. It was a great shot. He hit the back of the iron. I thought it was going to go down. That was a good shot. You just cannot deny that was a good shot, but he missed it. You know what's interesting is that NBA players, they know that they're getting paid, even if they lose, right? So it doesn't even matter. Like, they don't care. Trust me when I tell you, they do not care if they win or lose. In the regular season, they are literally all about them paychecks. That's it. I can promise you, there is nothing. It's a 4-point game now. The game's over. Giddey made a free throw. There is nothing to it. These guys, you know, they literally. It's funny. I know a bunch of them that have played. They all, like, think they're, you know. I mean, like, above you, better than you. They're just, I am in the NBA, and I am making big money. I am flat out making big money, and guys don't even play. Guys that sit on the bench that don't even get in the game are making fat money. Now, you may not believe that, but they're making more money than you. And I'm telling you, the worst players even make good money, right? and they just sit there all night going, I could care less. They sit there picking their nose and picking their nails and chewing their nails. And half of them, I'm surprised they don't have Beats on and, earbuds from Apple listening to music, because they ain't listening to any, you know, Coach or Tom Thibodeau or otherwise. Those dudes that don't play, they don't even, are you kidding? Like, getting them to stand up for a team huddle is like a miracle. Carver, you know it's true. I mean, that expression of him missing that three laughing is exactly what I'm talking about. They don't even care if they win, lose, or draw, because they know all that matters is, A, they're getting paid millions. B, they're getting on that, if they're a road team, bus, airport, private plane, right, their own plane, the team plane, to the next venue. Just so you know, the team planes are decked out in gigantic leather seats for every single player and coach and media, play-by-play, color, radio guy, and trainers. They all have, I mean, they wipe out all the seats, and they only have a certain number of seats, and then they have like a few scattered seats for like, you know, family or fathers or whatever. That, you know, sometimes they'll bring the dads, or, you know what I mean? Like, they have a couple extra seats for, you know, whatever, owner. Sometimes, like, if Dolan wanted to go with him, he could sit on the plane, right?
Stragglers.
But, everything they have is first class. I mean, the food, top shelf. I mean, they got chefs, the whole deal. They lead the life of royalty. You think it's some, like, minor league experience where they're on a bus? Bro, the longest bus ride they got is from the private airstrip to the arena. That's the only time they're in a bus. When they're home, they drive their own cars. When they're on the road, they bus to the airport, private runway. They always go to a different part of the airport. So if you're on a flight on it, like, let's say hypothetically a United flight at the main terminal, trust me when I tell you, have you ever seen, like, off in the distance? You're like, what is going on over there? Well, what's going on over there is private jets and team planes of professional sports teams and major Division I college teams. They fly into the different runway, different, like, private terminal. I know for a fact, I did it with the Steelers and the Thrashers. When we left Atlanta, we always left from a private runway and came back to the same private runway every time we flew. We never once were in the main Hartsfield Airport. We were in the back, like in some private little digs they had going there. Best thing I ever saw in my entire time traveling with pro teams was when I got back from a road trip with the Thrashers, and Isaiah Ryder's car was on blocks, and they took three of the four tires. That is just awesome. I mean, that is just it. You suck so bad, they left one tire on there for you. They took the other three. I mean, that is just brilliant. That's like leaving a message, right? I mean, that is just fantastic. But that's how they roll. They don't care at all about anything. Fans. I mean, a fan asking him for an autograph is a pain in their ass. At the game, in the tunnel, walking to the bus, anyone that bothers them is a pain in their ass. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to know you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to talk basketball. They want to put their headphones on, Beats or otherwise, and they just want to ignore you. Have you ever seen them go through the tunnel where they don't high-five you when you stick your arm out? That's exactly who they are. Carver, you know I'm right.
It's 100% true. They want absolutely nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
Zero.
They just want that money. That's it. When you make that kind of money in anything, when you become a pro, or now these kids at NIL deals making a million, I mean, the worst thing that could have ever happened to collegiate sports, in my opinion, was that NIL deal. Now, it's great for these kids, right? Great for these kids. Now, some people would disagree with me, certainly, but here's what I know to be true. You give some kid $1 million, that's the last day he's opening up a book. That's it. It's over. I mean, it's no different than giving your kid a car when he gets his license and he's 17. Bye. Nice knowing you. they're gone. Boom, done. I'm telling you, you give some kid $1 million, $2 million to endorse something, and he's got all that money, it is bad things are going to happen. Count on it. Everything changes. The attitude, they just go in a whole different – there's nothing worse than giving, you know, frankly, someone that's never had any money a bunch of money. They don't handle it well. Trust me. I am here to tell you. Any kid I've ever seen that gets a bunch of money that's never had money, they blow all the money. I mean, it's just gone. Blown. And then guess what? Then they're begging for more. And they'll do anything for it. Including point shaving. Carver High, don't even tell me I'm wrong.
I think that that's the one thing that scares, you know, all these suits and legislators now is with college sports and betting on it is, you know, you mentioned the word, you know, point shaving, which is something that was, you know, there was incidents of it in the 80s and the 90s, et cetera. And they just, that's one thing they're scared of now, that it's so much easier because the betting is so much more accessible and that they could do it honestly themselves on their phone. They don't even need somebody to throw them the money. They could do it themselves. Bet on it themselves. Boom. Done.
Boom. So, I guess, I mean, forget about it. Warriors Clippers coming up later. If I turn that on right now, I'll be in a better place.
What's that on tonight? That on, what is that on?
NBA TV.
All right.
Yeah, NBA TV. I got Spurs Bulls wrapping up. They're done. And now they're going to, I think that just ended 120 to 109. And now they're going to go to Bulls winning 120 to 109. Then they're going to go to Warriors Clippers. So we'll watch that. But. And then I'll tell you the other thing. You know, they all, they're transferring now. They're going wherever the money is. Players, college athletes now, the ones that are like, oh, wait, they're going to pay us money now? I'm going here. See ya. Transfer. All right, for all of the bench. So I wanted to say, I was watching DeRozan, who had another big night tonight. He had 40, and in the Bulls win, and he was saying just the truth. You know what I mean? Like I'm sitting there listening to this guy, and he just, you know, they're like, "Wow, so you really lit it up in the fourth quarter." I mean, you had it all going. Like, what was that like? And he's like, here he is. He's like, DeRozan's like, I just want to win. And he's like, and they're like, well, I mean, you had, you know, all these points. And he's like, yeah, I just, my goal is to win at any cost. And they're like, but you really started lighting it up there in the fourth, you know, give me the ball. Put it in the hole, win the game. I am telling you, I don't know how many times I have played ball, and the only thing that matters, I swear to God, is winning. I constantly am in a huddle with dudes, and there'll be this guy griping about his minutes, this guy griping about touches, this guy griping about nobody's seeing him. And then I always say the same thing every time. Stats, shots, minutes, nothing matters. Win the Pharrellian game. Just win the game. Win the game. Find a way to score and win. That's it. Score, stops, win. Make stops. You play defense, make stops, get the ball, put it in the hole, win the game. Boom. That's it. I'm telling you, guys know in the NBA fully, because the NBA is filled with stats, right? Like, so at, you know, halftime, they know the numbers of what everybody's doing, the coaching staff, all the players. They walk in the locker room, and there's halftime stats. You know, they look at all the numbers. When the game's over, these guys all look at the stats, all of them. NHL. Carver High knows it's true. They come out with a stat package. and a stat sheet of the score. You know, everybody's ice time, shifts, shots, hits, you know, saves, you know, everything. And they all look at it by to a man. There isn't one guy in the entire NHL that doesn't look at that postgame sheet. Not one. They all look at it. Every one of them. It's just automatic. And then it's the same way in the NBA. But I'm telling you, when you're a great player like DeRozan, all that matters is winning. He don't care he had 40, but he knows he had 40. But he don't care. He really don't. Because he already knows he's the baddest dude on the team. And he already knows he can do this whenever he wants. He's had six straight 35-plus point games. The only guy that's ever done it is Jordan. 7 times in one season, 10 in another. He's 1 game away from tying Michael Jordan for the 7. And then, you know, 4 more gets him tying him in the 10 as well. And believe me, you, this guy can have 35 at night drunk. He scored that way in San Antonio. You know that, Carver High. That guy fills it up. And when he says, I just want to win, they're like, wow, you had a huge fourth quarter. I just want to win. I don't know anything else. He's had a towel on his head. He's like, that's great, 40 points. I want to win. Trust me. You know what he knows? He knows he gets paid a lot of money, and he needs a shower. That's it. I need a shower, and I need some liquids, and I need some food. Because they're, A, dehydrated, thirsty, and hungry. When they're done playing, they just want to eat. They want to get, no matter what, trust me, they all go eat. That's what they do. Some of them go home to their wives and kids when they're at home, but they still go home and eat and chug. When I get done playing ball, I drink like you have no idea. I could drink a keg. I mean, I drink Gatorade and water and coffee like you have no idea. I mean, I drink like you have no idea how much I put away. I mean, I'll drink 5 or 6 Gatorades, 2, 3 coffees, 2 waters. I'm capable of eating like 5 bags of Orville. Very capable. Carver, I've seen it. I went to L.A. I brought 10 bags with me. I got to tell you, though, the Embassy Suites.
We used to chow down the popcorners, too. Those popcorners used to be some heavy hitter club.
I had a bag of that at the media center.
Back at CBS, yeah.
They had it at the media center.
Did they?
Yeah, I found a bag. I ate it like it was like gold to me. I was like finding gold. Anyway, jeez. I found one bag of that. They had all this other different stuff, you know, purple tortilla chips. They had like Lay's. They had Fritos. They had Cheetos. And then I found one bag of the Popcorners white cheddar. And I mean to tell you, it was sexual. And I cranked that off in no time. And I had to peel the white cheddar off my fingers because it sticks to your fingers. But yeah, I remember we used to eat that at CBS like nobody's business every night. I mean, I brought a giant bag of it every night to work. And the goal was to not have them crush in the car on the way there, right, in my bag.
Yeah.
So they were treated like a baby. I treated them like a baby. Carried them around fragile. Careful, fragile, like transporting something in the mail, like glass or diamonds. Careful, fragile. My chips were crucial. But I have to say that the media center at the LA Convention Center, albeit very impressive with the scope and size of the place, and very impressive with some of the serious stage, was unbelievable. Top shop, number one stage, bar none in the entire building. But as far as food and, you know, just any kind of like, there was no, absolutely no extravaganzas involved here. There was no, I mean, there was absolutely nothing. I mean, these people, there wasn't even coffee or hot water for tea. There was nothing. I mean, it was just absolutely, they wouldn't even give them water. There was no water even. I mean, there was no water. There was nothing in the entire building. It was the worst setup I've ever been to in my life for a Super Bowl or any sporting event ever. I have never once in my life gone to a media event that big and had no juice. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing for anybody. just like nothing. I mean, there wasn't even tea bags.
Yeah, it was very tough, the situation for in terms of food and beverages. I mean, waters were impossible to come by. Like, apparently in California, like, they're not allowed to use plastic or something. They had all this canned water around, and you had to get it most of the time from Sirius. The only day there was a decent meal was the day that that food truck was outside, and that had nothing to do with, you know, the NFL or the Super Bowl people. That was done by the Players Coalition, who put that out there, which had that chicken sandwich on Thursday afternoon. But other than that, I mean, you couldn't find a hot meal.
Did you go get one of those?
Oh, I did. I did go get one.
Was it good?
It was very good. They gave you a hot chicken sandwich on a biscuit with a little lemonade and a cookie. It was outstanding.
I didn't get any of that. I didn't know that was going on. I was there for a week and never got one thing ever. I went upstairs one day and I couldn't even believe a Gatorade came out of the machine. I almost pulled my pants down and had sex with the machine.
You came back with like three or four of them the day they had the Gatorades.
I couldn't believe it, because I was like, for the first 3 days there wasn't one button on the machine. The Pepsi machine had not one button work. It just said empty, 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 you lose, empty, you lose, empty, you lose. And then one day I pressed it and it came out. And I was like, I started running around. There were people in there working, and I started running around the room screaming. And they were all looking at me, and I go, "You're fat, you're ugly, mind your own business." And then I took three or four of them and brought them back to the media room. But, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I did that show with Dave Sherapan. Him and his boy Matt.
Oh, did
we're
you?
All from Vegas.
Yeah, oh my God.
Did he tell you about that?
No, I did not hear about that.
Well, let's just say it was uncensored.
Ooh, really?
And I just believe
you. You let it fly?
Well, I let it fly, but they said it was the greatest broadcast they ever had. Like, they got, like, I don't know. It just got this huge reaction and downloads. I mean, just just outrageous numbers. And all I know is, because I remember doing it, and I remember it was very funny. I remember it was very funny, and I was very crazy funny and wild and nuts and dirty. And then I made fun of a lot of people. I mean, I just did. I mean, from A to Z, I got down to, like, V. I got down to V doing people. I mean, I was like, you know, I mean, I didn't feel WXYZ, but I got to V. And I was just pelting people with rocks and garbage. I mean, it was funny. And I was dead on, too. Like, I was like, I had it all going. Oh, and man, did I make fun of that coach. And you know who I'm talking about. What a wussy that guy is. Oh, my God. But I didn't call him a wussy on that show. I can tell you that much. I went to a different tier. I went up into the dirty tier. And it was fun doing it. All right, so, I'm watching the Warriors and Clippers getting ready to start up at Crypto in La 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 Lipstick City, and they're right there where we were at the convention center all week last week, and I got to tell you, we're gonna do some ratings here, Carver. I thought the Tom's Watch Bar was the best place at LA Live, bar none. And then clearly Capital Grill was the best dinner, hands down. It blew everything out of the water.
Capital Grill was in its own stratosphere, really. You know, it's hard to top that place.
Yeah. That place was great. I think the waitress wanted to sleep with me.
It's very possible.
I got to tell you, You have to give me your reaction to coming home, because I know you surprised your family on your son's birthday, little Willie turning one. But I just feel like, you know, coming home and, you know, it was no big deal. I went to play basketball and I, you know, played for a couple hours. Then I went out to the Mafia Diner for breakfast with the boys. And then I went home and chilled all day. Fell asleep a couple times for an hour here, an hour there. And then I went to bed Saturday night at some point, and I woke up to, like, you know, 7 or 8 inches of snow and just freezing ass, like 10 degrees, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, does this place suck? Like, it's just so awful here. I don't care what all these people, New York's a great, shut up. Just shut your face. Honestly, like, when I was out there in L.A., I barely wear clothes. I mean, every single day we went to the convention center to work all day. We were there for, like, 10 hours a day. I went out every day. I got there at 11. By 11:30, I was out in that parking lot doing, like, in the parking lot. Like, not even, like, literally standing in the parking lot. I took my shirt off completely. You know, you saw me. I just started taking clothes off. And I was standing out there with my shorts on and nothing. I took my socks and shoes off, everything. I just stood in the parking lot with nothing on at all, baking in 85, 88 degree weather, cop and state getting raised. And, you know, then at 3, we went and had, you know, happy hour every day, just busting off beverages by the just boatload and eating just massive amounts of, you know, chips and guacamole and dips and queso cheese dip and, you know, tacos and just Jesus. You know, Nashville hot chicken tender. I mean, what didn't we have going there, Carver High? Like, and then you come home and you go to Little Willie's, you know, birthday party, and there's 8 inches of snow on your driveway and just freezing ass, and you can't even go out to the mailbox without getting pelted in the face with a brisk 40-mile-an-hour wind of ice. It's just the worst.
It really was. Coming home was not fun. Look, it was, you know, you miss home, you want to come home, you want to see everybody, but the weather is just
wrong.
Such a difference. I will say this, when I got home on Saturday, it was pretty nice here. You know, for February, it was pretty nice. I mean, the kids were playing outside for a few hours on Willie's birthday, but geez, I mean, that was a short-lived 24 hours. I mean, it was awful yesterday. Today was just... I mean, you needed an ice pick to get me out on the train platform going in to do the TV show. It was just brutal.
I mean, it was, the wind was like 40 miles an hour today and biting cold, yeah. Freezing. It was 10 degrees. And the wind was like 35, 40 miles an hour, just ripping ice cold wind right through your bones, like bone chilling wind. I walked my dog and I literally almost went into frostbite. I mean, I was like, what is happening here? I was freezing ass. I turned the dog around after like a quarter or half mile. I was like, let's go. We're going back. He knows too. When I'm done, I'm like, it's over. We're going home. And he knows. He's like, all right, let's go. And he does a big roundabout turn and comes back the other way. And all I know is he does a big wide, like, you know, like a double wide, you know, trailer turn. And he's like ready to go back. And all I know is, I go every day with his dog, come hell or high water, snow, ice, wind, rain, doesn't matter. And the dog won't let me not take him. Like, he'll attack me over it.
You're like the mail. Never ends.
It never ends. And I just was miserable. And all I thought of today when I was walking this dog in the freezing cold wind, I was like, whoa, man, do I hate this place. I mean, honestly, like, at one point today, my wife told me some story about my daughter. Not liking, you know, whatever, school or something. And I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Let's just move to San Diego. Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
What are you waiting for? What? If she's so miserable, let's go.
Let's get out.
Start over. It is the easiest thing to do. Be like, yeah, are you new? Yeah, I'm new. All right, watch this. 25, drop 30. It don't matter if you're new, if you can drop 30. I have no friends. You will. If you drop 30, you'll have friends. Like, I saw this guy play tonight. I went up and filmed the league. And I saw this guy. He's got his new point guard playing with him. This guy he brought in, he recruited. He was playing on this team that loses. And he's like, this sucks. I'm not happy. So he's like, you want to play? And he got this kid to sign up and pay the freight. And this kid played. And he played two games. He's had, like, you know, doubles, you know, double doubles. Like, he scores like 15 and has 10 dimes. And I saw the kid play tonight. And they got like a pick and roll thing going with this guard and this big. And they can play. They can flat out play. Just two of them. The rest of the team, absolutely hair dryer city. But these two can flat out play. And no one knows. He's like, I'm miserable. And I go, yeah. And then he got his friend playing with him. He's like, everything's cool. Don't worry about me. All it takes is if you got some, if you're a player, like a baller or something, and you can really play. You'll find friends in a hurry if you were to, like, transfer, you know, or move. You know, if you were, like, a military brat or something, your dad moved you around a bunch of times. If you can throw down, dunk, and score 15, 20 a game, you'll find friends in a hurry, believe me. Here's me. I play with dudes all the time that can hang on the rim and dunk and run and jump and swat shots. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing on Wednesday nights? You want a friend? I'm like your boy Calipari recruiting, dude. I get him. I find him. I land him. And all I know is she's like, she's not happy. I'm like, well, let's go then. What are we waiting for? Because I came home. I'm like, I don't even care what they think. I'm like, I came right out with it. I'm like, this place sucks. You have no idea what you're missing. You go on vacation with me there for a week every year, and you're going to sit here and tell me you like this place better? I'm out in my backyard and frozen, like my yard is frozen like a rock, frozen like a lake, like an ice pond in Canada. And I have to pick up dog cable, and I'm like, and the dog cable is frozen to the ground. And I kick it with like a shoe or a boot to loosen it from the frozen earth. And I am telling you, this is just not a place I need to be. I'm picking up frozen dog cable. Thanks. Here, where do I sign up for this? I'm like, man, I need to be at the beach with some chicks in bikinis and G-strings. What's up? Like, I'm sitting there eating tacos and chips with salsa and guacamole and flip-flops with no socks on and shades on, and I got chicks hitting on me left and right. I'm like, what is up? You come here, you're like, I'm frozen ass. I'm like, on frozen pond. I'm like, miserable. Don't even tell me I'm wrong, Carberry.
It's awful here, especially after spending a week out there. How beautiful it is, and just so nice. Like, you walk out in the morning, it's nice. I mean, it's a little hot in the afternoon. Who cares? It's so great. It's hard being back here.
Like, when you live here, like, seriously, is there anything worse than the period of, like, right now, Valentine's Day, until the first week of baseball season in, like, April, the first week of April? Because even then, it's still freezing ass here. Like, I mean, like, they'll play at Yankee Stadium. It'll be 40 degrees. I mean, that's cold to go to a baseball game, 40 degrees. 40 degrees is not cold. It's warm. You know, 32 is you know, it's not freezing at 32. It's not bad, right? 40 is really not, like, a 40-degree day, you're like, man, this isn't that bad. But when you're sitting out at Yankee Stadium and it's 40 degrees and you're watching like a opening day,
sucks.
You can't tell me that doesn't suck. And I'm sitting out there. I'm like, man, I'm freezing ass. Okay? You're just sitting in a chair and the wind's blowing on you and it's cold. And you're like, I think I'll wear my Yankee jacket today. Meanwhile, it's like a, you know, like a spring jacket. And you're just freezing ass. And that's just all there is to it. I've been there on opening day. It snowed. I'll never forget Andy Pettit pitching in snow the size of my fist. And all I know is you go to Dodger Stadium, you don't have that problem. Ever. And here's another thing. I don't think I've ever in my life seen a rain out at Dodger Stadium or a game canceled because of rain. Not nothing. I mean, the Yankees will have 30 games canceled because of rain. I mean, is that about right? Every year, at least 20, 30? Rained out?
They're up there, that's for sure. They're in the discussion.
Well, I mean, every team in the East gets the same thing. And then when you play in L.A. and Anaheim, forget it. But as I said before, I said this on the Super Bowl special with Morenci. No one cares about the Rams in L.A. They don't. They only care about the Dodgers and Lakers. That's it. They don't even care about the Kings because Denny said it best. They're front runners. You either win the cup and then they come, or they don't care about you at all, and they never did. The only teams they care about are the Dodgers and the Lakers. That is it. They do not care. I mean, even people, he said, well, people in Anaheim care about them. No, they don't. Nobody went to those games in Anaheim either. They like the Raiders more than the Rams. They like the Raiders more than the Rams and Chargers combined. Trust me, when you live in L.A., and I lived there long enough, I mean, they love the Raiders more than there's Bloods and Crips. Right? Am I right?
The Raiders are their team.
That's it. I know I'm right. Please. I don't even have to argue this with anybody. I'm like, I said that yesterday. Nobody, people, the only people at that game were movie stars and rich people. There was no Rams fans there. Those are poser fans, rich people, that showed up with their, Beckham jersey on like Morenci had. He's not a Ram fan. He just got cool gear because he was at the Super Bowl. I love that. I did it too. But there's no Rams fans. I mean, don't tell me in large numbers. I mean, I'm not stupid. There are Rams fans. But when I see the Niners outpace them in the stands, that's all you need to know. There was more Niner fans at that NFC title game. You know it, Carver High.
I agree. It was, if not 50-50, maybe a little highly shaded to the Niners.
The Chargers might as well move back to San Diego. I mean, yeah, they don't even have 20% of that stadium. It's 80-20 visitors.
I forget who brought it up. Maybe it was Morenci after you guys talked about it on the show yesterday, but the Raiders should have went to L.A. and the Chargers should have went to Vegas. That's how it should have went.
Yeah, I agree with that. But now the Raiders have taken full advantage of Las Vegas. Yeah, and wait till you see when they have a Super Bowl in Vegas. Oh, my God. It's going to be Shangri-La. You know, the guy that repeats the phone number, I think they should run that thing when they, instead of waterboarding, prisoners of war, they should just run that in the room and just on loudspeakers. And just have that on a loop running all day. And then the guy that's the, you know, hang himself. I mean, to tell you. Oh, my God, that dude. I wonder if they pay him by the word. Bino Cook asked me that one day when I was at dinner with him and my dad. He's like, Tom, does this kid think he gets paid by the word? Because I never shut up, right? That's the first time I've used that line since Bino died. The guy given the phone number 8,000 times. I want to stick a firecracker in my mouth. M80. Honestly. Oh, my God. I mean, you should see me in here. I rip the Bose speakers out of my head. Right out of my ears. Every time I hear that guy, I cringe.
Come on.
Listen, we have an hour to go here, and I'm going to talk about it is just not going to be pleasant. You know, we talked today at great length about the Super Bowl. We have to talk more about it. You have to admit, it was one of the great disasters of our modern times. I mean, honestly, I've never seen anyone coach worse than Zach Taylor in my life in any sport ever. I can prove it, and I will, on the bench.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.